Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello people and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday the 14th of July 2010. So, we're continuing our 7 Deadly Sins summer series today, and today the deadly sin is that of lust. So, very interesting topic. Certainly one of those human emotions once again that certainly most adults have experienced at some time during their lives. If not in a sexual kind of sense, then certainly in one of the other meanings for the word lust, such as I have been lusting after an iPhone for the last 12 months now and should finally be getting one next month, which is very exciting. But let's not get sidetracked. Let's start as we do with every show by taking a look at the People Building newsletter, which is distributed on this very day, every other Wednesday, on the same day as your audio podcast. And what you will have noticed, before we get started on that, what you will have noticed for all of you guys who are iTunes subscribers, you are now also getting access to the People Building video podcast on the weeks in between this podcast. So now, via your iTunes subscription, you get this podcast, video podcast, this podcast, video podcast. That means you are getting something every single week now. You're welcome. It's just part of the new and improved service from People Building ever since I quit that nanny job and left those children, which actually only officially and completely came to an end last Monday. So it's still been pretty intense up until recently. So I'm very much looking forward to providing you with loads of new stuff from People Building. There's some really exciting stuff coming up that I can't share with you yet. But certainly one of those things is now that you have access to the video podcast just through your iTunes subscription. If you don't want to have the video, then that's fine. It will probably automatically download into your iTunes library. Just delete it if you don't want it. But it's pretty good. And there is access to some extra information in there. Plus, there is a free discount special offer sort of thing that goes on as well. But you'll only get access to that if you are officially subscribed to the People Building video podcast and receive it as an email in your inbox. The only way for you to do that is to send me an email now, addressed to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk, with video podcast in the subject line, because that's the only way to get onto the official video podcast mailing list, where you'll get links to all of the special offers and things that are included with it. But if you just want to watch the video, you can now watch it in iTunes. How cool is that? So, where were we? Newsletter. Here's what's on our newsletter for today. In our What We're Loving section, there is something very, very special, which I'm not going to tell you about. I'm so sorry, guys. So what happened is we did like a trial of this this morning. It went out to our video podcast subscribers only, everyone else. So the iTunes people, the YouTube people all received a different video. And they got their video last week, but the proper video podcast subscribers, the ones who get the email, didn't get their video last week, and they didn't actually receive it until today. And the reason it took so long is because behind the scenes we've been working on something that's just a little bit special, and it took a bit of tweaking. The results were that the video podcast subscribers absolutely loved it, really have responded very well to it. And we've sent it out to the newsletter list now today as well. So if you already get the newsletter, have a look in the What We're Loving section to see what that special thing is. Now, we're not going to launch it on this podcast yet because there are too many of you. And we need to get it right. And I think the process is right, but we need to make sure that our stocks and supplies are well up to scratch, because I think that when I do eventually tell you about this, which will be in the next show, I will tell you what this secret thing is that I'm talking about right now. When I tell you about it in the next show, I think that there will be a sudden massive rush to get your hands on this, because it's an extremely good offer that could bankrupt me, but hopefully not. And and a really great opportunity that goes with it as well. So I'll tell you about that in the next show. I can't tell you today, because if I did, then I think I might not sleep for the next 4 days, because I would be responding to all of the orders, let's just say. So that's our Who We're Loving section. Not much information about that there, really. In the article for today, quite like this article actually, there's some bits in there that I've probably shared with you before, to be honest. So there's a bit there about a child that I've been working with recently, which I shared some of that information in the NLP for Kids newsletter earlier this week, and also some info about another young person that I worked with some time ago now. The basic gist of it is that independent minds are happy minds, and share some of my own personal experiences in there as well about how actually it can be quite detrimental at times to provide too much help, too much assistance, and to give too much. Sometimes you just have to let go. In our other news section, a lovely article which was sent in by Friend of People Building and NLP for Kids Future Licensee. This is Happiness Which Protects Your Heart. Brilliant article. This is from the BBC website that we got this from. And it's basically saying that every moment of happiness has a positive impact on lowering stress-inducing chemicals in your body. And these stress chemicals that are reduced, when these are too high, they increase the risk of heart disease. And this is proper research. Now, of course, knowing what we know, we could have told them that already. They didn't need to spend all that money on research. We know that laughter's the best medicine and being happy is being healthy. Two things go hand in hand. But it's actually nice to see a sort of formalised assessment of that, and that that there, you know, really is some genuine scientific evidence to support that theory. So do have a look at that. If you don't get the newsletter and you'd like to see that article, then you just have to go to the news pages on the People Building website. You'll see that article and all the previous ones too. And the same applies for the article that I've written. Again, that also is featured on the People Building website. Lovely to see that so many of you now are interacting on the People Building website, because remember, you can go on there, and for any articles or posts or anything like that, even with the podcast, you can add little comments underneath, say what you thought about the shows, what you think about the articles, give it a rating out of 5. Pop your details on there. If you've got your own therapeutic website, then you can stick a link to that on there as well. And providing that it's, you know, clean, decent and not spammy, then it will get published on the website underneath that particular post. So feedback section, I can't share with you because it's related to the Who We're Loving section. But there is, of course, a motivational quote and the joke, and our music is done. So I think that pretty much tells me now that it's time for us to crack on with the show. So, a really, really interesting subject for today, because we are still covering the 7 deadly sins as part of our summer series, and we have reached now the sin of lust. Now, interestingly, lust is not just about pleasures of the body, although one particular definition is, of course, the inordinate craving of pleasures for the body. The word lust is phonetically similar to the ancient Roman lustrum, which literally meant 5 years. This was the cycle time for the ritual expiation of sins called the lustration, as practiced in ancient Greek and Roman cultures. Sexual intercourse was one of a list of sins requiring lustration. The Seven Deadly Sins, written during the 5th century, is a similar list of sins requiring expiation or forgiveness. These doctrines forbade even thoughts and desires for fornication and luxury. However, in the 11th to 15th centuries, the Northern European usage of the verb still meant simply to please, delight, or pleasure. A related form, lusty, originally meant joyful, merry, or full of healthy vigour. So you can see how over time the word is beginning to change. And that particular information came from good old Wikipedia. Today, the meaning of the word still has different meanings as shown in the Merriam-Webster definition. So, meaning number one, lust, a pleasure or delight. Number two, personal inclination, or intense or unbridled satisfaction, desire or lavaciousness. Then we have intense longing, craving, such as a lust to succeed, or, of course, enthusiasm and eagerness, such as within a lust for life. Now, if you want to have a little bit of fun, and this comes with a warning, go to a website called deadlysins.com, look on the lust page. At the bottom of the page, there is a lust test. This is for grown-ups only. Grown-ups only, with a good sense of humour. If you are easily offended, please do not look at it. Do not go there. If you do not have a good sense of humour, and if you are very easily offended, and if you are not a grown-up, do not go there. Otherwise, have a look. It's quite funny. Do the lust test. All right. I want to share with you something from a blog by Johnny McManamy. He has written about the brain in love and lust, because I don't know about you, but you're probably aware already that the whole love and lust thing seem to go a little bit hand in hand. But I actually find it very difficult to separate the two at times. I don't know about you, because the thing is that the two are very closely linked, aren't they? There's lots of very similar emotions, and in some ways, you kind of can't have one without the other. So, for example, in the beginnings of a new relationship, that kind of lusty feeling that you have at the beginning is really important in getting the more physical element of the relationship up and running. You know, it tells you that you fancy somebody. And, you know, with love, that's something completely different. That's more of the kind of long-term, once you pass the hand-holdy stage, kind of sticking together, becoming part of a team element. And in the same way, you can have love without lust. It's just maybe not so much fun. So, this is, as I say, by a blog by Johnny McManamy, who's a leading anthropologist. He is pulling together some information here from Helen Fisher, who is a PhD. She published a study in 2002 where herself and a multidisciplinary team of experts recruited 40 young people who were madly in love, half with love returned, the other half with love rejected. That's sad. And put them into an MRI with a photo of their sweetheart and one of an acquaintance. Each subject looked at the sweetheart photo for 30 seconds, then, after a diversion task, they looked at the acquaintance photo for another 30 seconds. They then switched back and forth for 12 minutes. The result was a revealing photo album of the brain in love. Think like a brain scientist and you too would be excited by activity in the right ventral tegmental area. I think that's tegmental area. This is the part of the brain where dopamine cells project into other areas of the brain, including the posterior dorsal caudate and its tail, both which are central to the brain system for reward and motivation. The sweetheart photos, but not the acquaintance photos, were of course the cause. In addition, several parts of the prefrontal cortex that were highly wired in the dopamine pathways were mobilised, while the amygdala associated with fear was temporarily mothballed. So that gives you some idea about what starts happening when you start feeling those love or potentially more lusty type feelings. Romantic love, Dr. Fisher explained in a lecture at the 2004 American Psychiatric Association annual meeting, is not an emotion. Big news there, guys. Love is not an emotion. Rather, it's a motivation system. It's a drive. It's part of the reward system of the brain. It's a need that compels the lover to seek a specific mating partner. Then the brain links this drive to all kinds of specific emotions, depending on how well the relationship is going. All the while, she went on to say, the prefrontal cortex is assembling data, putting information into patterns, making strategies, and monitoring the progress towards life's greatest prize. Love also hurts. Dr. Fisher cited one recent study where 40% of people who had been dumped by their partner in the previous 8 weeks experienced clinical depression and 12% severe depression. It's estimated that 50 to 70% of female homicides are committed by lovers and spouses. Annually, 1 million women and 400,000 men are stalked. And these are, of course, American figures, but shocking nonetheless. Dr. Fisher divides love into three categories involving different brain systems. 1. Lust. The craving for sexual gratification driven by androgens and estrogens. 2. Attraction, or romantic or passionate love, characterized by euphoria when things are going well, terrible mood swings when they're not, focused attention, obsessive thinking, and intense craving for the individual, driven by high dopamine and low serotonin levels. And attachment, the sense of calm, peace and stability one feels with a long-term partner, driven by the hormones oxytocin and vasopressin. I think the sex drive evolves to get you out there, to get you looking for anything at all, she told her audience. Romantic love, she thinks, developed to focus one's mating energy on just one individual, while attachment works to tolerate this individual long enough to raise children as a team. The systems are also connected. Don't copulate with people you don't want to fall in love with, she half-jokingly tells her students, because indeed you may just do that. Testosterone can kick-start the two love neurotransmitters, while an orgasm can elevate the attachment hormones. Now, listen to that again. I'm going to say that to you again, because this is really important, people. When we're talking about being in that lusty phase of a relationship, before you've fallen in love with them, it's just like the physical stuff is going on. She says, don't copulate with people you don't want to fall in love with, because indeed, you may just do that. Testosterone can kick-start the two love neurotransmitters, while an orgasm can elevate the attachment hormones. So that can create a false sense of love. You're falling in love with someone not because you've got to know the person, because you spent time with them and you found that you've got some common ground, but because your hormones have gone crazy, because you got into that physical element of the relationship whilst you were in the lust phase, and it's tricked your hormones into believing that you are in love. Scary, isn't it? But the brain system remains separate units, probably to allow each partner to cheat on each other. Now, that more romantic love, Dr. Fisher believes, is stronger than the craving for sex. People who don't get sex don't kill themselves, she said. On the other hand, it's not adaptive to be romantically in love for 20 years. First of all, she confided, we would all die of sexual exhaustion. In a related undertaking, Dr. Fisher found evidence that romantic love exists in 150 societies. So that romantic love is the kind of, you know, more physical, lusty love rather than the, you know, we've been together for 50 years and you're all right, really, let's stick together. So even though in those 150 societies, even though it's discouraged in many of them, But with many women from these countries now entering the workforce and acquiring a sense of independence, together with medical science keeping us relatively younger longer, we can expect to see romantic love on the rise worldwide. Bring it on, we say. So, here's your symptoms of lust. Your head is spinning, your palms are sweaty, your heart is pounding, and perhaps other areas too. When you first fall for someone, it can be easy to confuse lust with love and not to be able to make head nor tail of your feelings. Enjoy the thrill of those first encounters. And then the key is to work out if this is a relationship for kicks or for keeps. As I said, right now my only romantic feelings are towards getting myself an iPhone, and I think it will be for keeps. So, here is some information from relationshipexpert.co.uk. It says, all relationships start out with a bit of lust. That's what attracts you to your partner in the first place. However funny, smart, or caring they are, there needs to be a spark of physical attraction to take it beyond the stage of friendship. Before you get to know someone properly, you are drawn by the initial lustful attraction. This doesn't have to be a purely sexual thing. It's whatever makes you not be able to get them out of your head. So this is not just about sex. It's just about that feeling of they're in your thoughts all the time. You get a funny feeling when you see them and when you hear their name. It's that kind of thing. Now, I've had to try and put together some ideas about how you can resolve this if it is a problem for you. That's been tricky. To kind of look at this from an NLP hypnotherapy perspective, and to try and think about how we would resolve it and actually if we would want to resolve it. And perhaps I'm speaking from a personal perspective there when I say actually it can be quite a nice feeling to be lusting after somebody else, particularly if they're lusting back after you at the same time. Of course, if they're not, and they're perhaps out of bounds for some reason, then it could definitely be an issue. Then it's a feeling that you need to get your head round and get over. So on that basis, if you wanted to overcome that feeling of lust, and I guess the sense when it might be appropriate to do that as well is not just if it's someone that you can't have, but actually if you are thinking about going into a relationship with that person, you want to be going into it with your eyes wide open and being totally realistic. Because I think what can happen sometimes when people are in that lusty state is that they see what they want to see and they imagine the future the way that they would want it to be. And that's not always realistic. It's hopeful and it's positive, but we do also need to be realistic, particularly when it's involving other people, because other people can be massively unpredictable. And something that I've probably mentioned a few times before on the show is about these kind of realistic visualizations for the future. When we are doing visualization work with an athlete, for example, it's not just about them visualizing the perfect race every single time, because that doesn't happen every single time. Life's just not like that. You also would get that athlete to visualize something going wrong and them then getting it back on track. So, for example, that they are doing their race, they're doing their event, and they trip on their shoelace. Now, in their visualization, they need to recover from that trip on the shoelace and still see themselves winning the race. So ultimately, it's still positive, it's still successful, but they get to practice challenges as well as practicing what they want. And I think that needs to be applied in this lusty context as well, because it's not just about creating the perfect relationship. The perfect relationship isn't never arguing. It isn't, you know, holding hands and staring into each other's eyes all day, every day. In fact, the perfect relationship is the one that copes with life's challenges. So you don't just think about how wonderful it would be to be with that person. You think about how wonderful it would be and what sorts of challenges might come up, and how you can best approach those, how you can best respond to them, so that things still feel good by the end of it. So yes to visualizations, but no to totally perfect visualizations. You want to be realistic. This person that you're lusting after will, you know, leave the toilet seat up and probably fart in bed, and, you know, you'll catch them picking their nose every now and again, and all those sorts of things that are just kind of realistic of human beings. And sometimes it's worth bearing that in mind, because it can be a terrible letdown otherwise when you start discovering that they don't match up to the expectations, that kind of pedestal that you had them on in your own mind. Another important thing, and this in particular for those of you who might be lusting after someone or something that you're never going to get your hands on, it's very important to not spend too much time inside. And when I say too much time inside, I mean inside your own head. It's very easy when you're having pleasant thoughts about someone or something to spend the majority of your time thinking about those pleasant thoughts inside your own mind and having a lovely time in your own head, while the rest of the world and the rest of life just carries on around you. And what's happening is that actually you're missing out. You're missing out on the outside world. And it's very important to be on the outside, or as we would call it in NLP, to be in uptime. And experience real world and not just live in a world of fantasy. Now that's something that's a real challenge, because it's completely the opposite to those lusty feelings. Being, you know, in that lusty state very much is all very inside, in my emotions, in my head, in my thoughts. Whereas being outside and in uptime is much more about kind of being and doing rather than laying back and thinking about it. So make sure that you are having still the experience of being outside and being in uptime, because then what happens is if that thing that you're lusting after doesn't quite come to pass, it doesn't quite manifest itself into your life, then you don't feel as if you've lost your entire world. Because in fact your entire world is on the outside and you recognise that, and so you've been living your life regardless anyway. If you've been caught up in your thoughts that entire time and then you don't get that thing that you've been lusting after, it's a bit of a crash. So it's really important that you're still, and being outside, you know, being in uptime could just be that you ensure that you still spend time with your friends and that you have a laugh and that you do things that you enjoy and that you, you know, make sure that you still read your books and all the other sorts of things that you like to do in life that might have got a little bit sidelined because you're too busy being in your head. So those are my tips for overcoming the lusty, lustful feelings of lustfulness. But on the whole, I'd say just enjoy it whilst it lasts.
PeopleBuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses throughout Southeast England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
So time now to take a look at one of our hypnosis scripts. Today we will be looking at obsessive compulsive disorder. Because of the whole kind of obsessive lusty theme, it does tend to fit in, doesn't it? A little bit. As you can see, I'm kind of running out of links between the hypnosis scripts and the topics. But, you know, work with me, we'll get through them all. So here is a little section from the obsessive compulsive disorder script. This is, of course, joking aside, a really uncomfortable problem for many, many people, and is something that can be overcome. You do have to be in the right state of mind. You do have to be very motivated to overcome an issue like this, because there's a lot of power in it. But it definitely can be improved, and it definitely can be gotten rid of completely. So if this is an issue that you have, if you're obsessing in any way about things, then I'd really recommend this particular script if you're working with a client, or the audio version if indeed this is an issue that you have yourself. You can get the audios directly from People Building, or from iTunes. Just look up People Building in your iTunes search and you'll see it comes up with the podcast there and the whole host of People Building audios. There's around about 70 to 80 audios on there. Just look for the OCD one. I used this particular script with one of my clients who didn't really come to see me for OCD. In fact, he came to me because he was having some very bad seizures. And in fact, he actually called me today. And it's been about probably about 2.5 months since I've seen him. So not a huge amount of time. But he still is not having to switch the TV on to BBC One before he turns it off. And he still is not having to double check that he closed the fridge. Massive, massive improvements for him. And so this could certainly do the same for you. So here is a section of the OCD script. I know that there's so much more in life that you want to be able to do. And it's good to know that you can learn. You can learn just as easily as you learned when you were a child. A carefree, happy child. You love to run, discover and play, with not enough time in the day to do all that you wanted to do. Always skipping from one activity to the next, with things so easily forgotten. Totally carefree. Do you remember how easily you could be that way? You are always looking for an adventure, leaving things incomplete. There was always something much more interesting going on elsewhere, and it didn't matter to you if you forgot to put all of your toy cars away, or tidy your jigsaw puzzle, or to put on your socks. You knew all these things would still be there when you get back. And it was easy to just run out of the door without even considering all of the things you needed to do. Then your parents would say, "What about this? What about that? Did you remember to shut the door and to make your bed and to clean your teeth?" And you hadn't done these things. It was so easy to forget, and it felt completely okay. There was a time like this for you. Not quite so long ago, and life was much easier then. Good script, huh? One of mine, obviously. Not at all modest, me. It's a very powerful script, because what that script does is it reassociates our client back to a time when they didn't have the OCD and when they were totally okay about being carefree. And what we're seeking to do is to remind the mind that all of those things are possible. So let's find out what you guys have been saying out there in listener land, and then we'll have a quick break, and then it will be time for us to do our hypnosis session. So this one said, "Hi Gemma and team, I would love to download podcast before August 28th, but can't. I subscribe through iTunes. I've clicked on download podcast on your website, but only get a page of titles and no way past. Can you help, please? Love the shows and thanks for the help they give. Best wishes from Jennifer." So I'm sure we did help Jennifer with her inquiry, but if you have one which is similar, it's very, very simple to do. So all of the podcasts from way, way back, from in the archive, from like 2007 up to about, probably up to about April this year, are still stored on our old My Podcast website. So if you go to peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com, you will find there the whole back catalogue of People Building podcasts. You can download them and you can save them, and then you can pop them in your iTunes if you have an iTunes library. And you can just listen to them directly from that website. Now, what you'll notice is it, as it moves up to the more recent ones, that there's loads of announcements about us moving, which, of course, we then did. So all of the most recent podcasts from about April time onwards, you will find hosted on our current People Building website, peoplebuilding.co.uk, on the podcast page. You can download them from there. You can listen to them directly on that website. Or, of course, you can get all of the most recent shows on iTunes as well. So, Chris from Atlanta got in touch to say thank you for your generosity in giving your time, effort, and energy in creating a better world. I look forward to your weekly inspirational message. I hope the world gives back to you as much positive energy as you are generating. That's nice, isn't it? And then this one, I think I've read this one before. I'm sure I have. And I think maybe it's just my ego that's pulled this message back out again. Because it says, it's that voice. It's your gift and your curse. Sincerely, your American boyfriend. I have no idea who that is, but I love it all the same. Then this next one came in and said, this is from our friend Riley, friend of the show, he wanted to let me know that he'd mentioned people building in his blog. His blog, if you're interested, is rileyhamilton.com. Martin got in touch and said he's been catching up on some of the podcasts and would like to subscribe to the newsletter and video podcast so I can get a fuller appreciation of the excellent materials that you have to offer. Now, remember, you can now subscribe to the regular newsletter just by clicking the link on the People Building website. For all of the video podcast subscriptions, you need to email gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk and get signed up there. This one came in from Kylie, and she says, I've been listening to all your podcasts for the last few months, and I do feel that I have become more positive about myself, as I'd lost myself for a while. My fiancé was struggling for the last few months as he lost his job, so I gave him an iPod to listen to, Not Letting Setbacks Set You Back. And it was a surprise. He now is more positive and is not letting anything keep him down. Thanks. Hopefully sometime this month I will be buying your creativity audio to help me back into my art, from Kylie in Inverness. Do you know what, Kylie, you're welcome. I really love that email. And I'm pleased that, you know, just listening to a few of the shows has had such a positive impact for you. That's really super. Makes it worthwhile for me, because this podcast takes up a huge amount of my life. There's a lot of planning and preparing and recording and editing. Not a lot of editing, actually, if I'm honest. And, you know, just even uploading it to the website takes like another 20 minutes or something. So in all, between the podcast and the newsletter, it takes an entire day to get that done. It's a good 8-hour job. So it does mean a lot to me when I hear from you guys and hear that you're enjoying it. So lastly, but by no means leastly, this was from Igor, who is in Portland, and said, thank you, Gemma, for all podcasts. I love it. Even though I do not understand some words, English is my second language. Looking forward to listening to it again. Can you someday teach about self-discipline? And I'd like to ask you to send me video podcasts too. Thank you. You are very welcome. As always, people, if you would like to get in touch, it's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Very open to your suggestions for the show going forward, as always. And love to know when you're loving the show. So do get in touch and let me know about that. All right, time for a quick break. And when we come back, it will be time for us to get comfortably relaxed.
If you enjoy the People Building podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development, and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
Okay, so we're now moving into that section of the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. So allow yourself to now comfortably relax. And just begin to drift down into a dreamy, comfortable place to be within your own mind, thinking those thoughts that most please you. Enjoying that sense of gentle relaxation washing over you like a comfortable and familiar duvet in a large, warm, restful place for you to be, almost dozing into a deep sleep, and it's okay to totally and completely let yourself go once in a while. Into the thoughts you most enjoy thinking, and knowing too that there is a whole wide, wonderful world and that whole wide, wonderful world wants to interact with you, to give you the outside effects, the real life effects, the opportunity to experience real emotions. For now, you can just be inside your own mind, enjoying the comfort of thinking those thoughts about the things you most wish to experience. And knowing too that the whole wide world is waiting to enjoy you, waiting to give you real life experiences, as these are the ones that will be most treasured. Enjoying now that time inside, and knowing too that later, when you wake, the world will be waiting, and you can experience some wonderful new positive feelings and emotions as a result of enjoying the inside and the outside. Knowing too that most emotions come and go, never last 100% of the time, rising and falling and coming and going, and you can accept that this is just part of life's path, just part of the journey, and it's because you know the difference between the highs and the lows that you can appreciate those highs when they exist, and know that the lows will not last too long. Those lows will pass you by in the blink of an eye, and very soon you'll be experiencing something new once again. Everything changes over time, even as you're listening to me now, you are changing deep within. Your mind is changing and improving, even on a cellular level, allowing you to accept more, to adapt more, to adjust more, enjoying the highs. And remembering the lows do not last quite so often. Peace within your mind, knowing that all good things come to those who wait, and that everything will be all right. Things will work out for you in exactly the way they are meant to do. And sometimes not getting what you want can be an amazing stroke of luck. So relax now. Let your mind heal and evolve and improve. Because you know that you can. You know too that everything's changing over time. Always changing and improving and evolving. So you can be more focused, more in control of your thoughts and emotions. You can enjoy all that there is for you to enjoy. Thinking too about what it is that you really want to achieve from this. What it is that you really do want. How it is you would really like for things to be. And when in your mind you know the answers, you can realistically imagine exactly how it will be for you to achieve those things in that way. Knowing there is a place for you right where you choose. That you will be feeling appreciated and acknowledged as the wonderful person that you are, and with everything that you have to offer. Comfortable now, knowing in your mind that you have catered to every thought, that it is time to let go and enjoy being who you are in a comfortably relaxed way. That you can be here now, within your own mind. You can be here now, listening to me, hearing my voice, and thinking your own thoughts within the quietness of your mind. And that later, when you awake, you'll be able to be totally awake in a way that you haven't been for a very long time, really out there in the outside world, your senses engaging like never before, preparing yourself for that experience right now as I count from 5 up to 1. Until when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with your eyes open now, totally and completely awake and alert. So that's all, folks. The show is over, and I will be speaking to you again in 2 weeks' time on Wednesday, the 28th of July, when I'll be sharing with you that very special, wonderful, exceptionally brilliant special offer that everyone else except you have now had. So I'm very, very keen for you to get your hands on that. Make sure you listen to that next show so that you hear all about it. So I'll be speaking to you in 2 weeks' time, and our topic next time, as part of our Seven Deadly Sins summer series, is all about anger. Send me your angry stories, gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. I look forward to speaking to you all in a couple of weeks' time. Have a great couple of weeks. Lots of love. Bye.